Good morning, Packers fans. Welcome to your Packers Daily Chat here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. I'm Aaron Nagler. I'm your host with most here on a Tuesday morning to talk about absolutely nothing because the Packers are making no moves in free agency. As we all know, the draft is a little over 3 weeks away. Most exciting endeavor to come out of anything around the Packers sphere is obviously Aaron Rodgers hosting Jeopardy last night, appearing on Good Morning Football this morning. Pat McAfee show yesterday, same headline everywhere he goes. Great job on Jeopardy. Anything new with the Packers? Of course not. And that's it. That's the Packers news. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. I kid. Of course. We're always here to talk some Packers Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. on Packers Daily. It's what we do, including all the fine folks here in the comment section. Good to see everybody. Joey the Jaguar is here. Of course Joey's here. Nothing. Big B, naturally. Gotta have Big B in the house, or else is it even a chat? I don't even know. We don't want Antonio Brown. That's random, Ben. But you are correct. They will not want Antonio Brown. Packers Daily. What's up, man? Super bummed. I missed trivia yesterday. Is there a set schedule for it yet? John, no set schedule. It'll probably be around 5 p.m. Eastern most days, but we reserve the right to change the schedule. But yeah, probably around 5 most days. We'll be back at it this afternoon. 5 p.m. Be there or be square right here on the YouTube channel. Oh, boy. Sorry about that. Tommy, F the Cubs. Man, last night was brutal. That was hard to watch. Yeah, they got no bats. And they gave up 3 home runs in a single inning. Other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play? Oh, yeah. Big shout out to Cody, our video guy, for getting his question answered by Aaron Rodgers on Rodgers IG Live last night. Pretty impressive, man. Pretty impressive. Well done. Who wanted to kick the field goal? I love how Rodgers like laughs at it and says, that's a good question. Well, you should have just said, well, Matt LaFleur wanted to kick the field goal because that's the answer. We all know that's the answer. And the guy who wrote the question knows that's the answer. Hey, Aaron, don't always check in, but keep tabs on any news from the Packers. Thanks, Mike. Andrew, thanks for the super chat. Go Cubs, go. That is really upsetting. But I love that you paid money to write that on the chat. That's good. Packer 3 pack this year's draft, the DB position. Very good possibility. And I don't think it's going to be strictly corner. I know I've seen a lot of people saying they could take 3 corners, but I think a safety could be in the mix there. Defensive back being the kind of overall arc at the 3-peat. So to speak. Now, who knows? Maybe they go there with wide receiver, maybe they have some other position, but it would not surprise me at all. And look, I think they really need to find someone for that star role, the nickelback, you know, be physical when they have go to nickel, being able to get up there and get dirty in the run game, but also be athletic enough and fluid enough to get downfield and take some of those tight ends on down the seam, etc. That's a guy who I'm not entirely sold they have already on the roster. I know they've liked Chandon Sullivan there before. His play has clearly been up and down. Maybe they kick Jair inside. I think that's a bit of a waste of his talents. I just think they've got to find that guy, and there's a good chance that guy comes in the draft. But we'll see. Super Chats flying hot and heavy now. Uncultured Barbarian. Thanks, man. Thanks for the Super Chat. Better Santana tune. Oi Como Va or Black Magic Woman? Pappies. Black Magic Woman for me. Man, bringing back some memories right there. My favorite one is Evil Ways. That's my favorite Santana song, but that's just me. Is Josiah DeGuara good? He looked good before he got hurt. We'll see. His tape was good in college, but that doesn't mean much. But yeah, he looked like a viable weapon in the offense in week 1 against the Vikings. You know, then he got hurt. We'll see how much they utilize him early on in the season. But yeah, he definitely looked good. No doubt about it. Skip hating on Rodgers. Jeopardy hosting is just perfect. Man, why do you guys give Skip any kind of time of day? It's like Colin Cowherd. Just ignore them. Don't give them oxygen. They feed off that. You know this. Ooh, best Kringle in Wisconsin? Whatever my mother's putting in front of me. Man, I haven't had a good Kringle in fucking years. That's good shit right there. Mike Witt. Hi, how are you? My first pick for the Packers is an offensive tackle. Could very well be at 29, or maybe they even trade up. But I always say it, and I'll keep saying it for the next 3 weeks, apparently. It's not a question of they will or have to draft a certain position. It is very much going to be how the board falls and how they feel and where they feel the best value is. And if that is a player who's dropping who they think is a top 15 pick, who's all of a sudden available at 2022, dropping maybe within striking range, they might go up and get him. And if that is a tackle, yeah, then that, you know, wouldn't be a surprise, but could very well be another position as well. I think it's all about how that board falls and, you know, who's on the clock, what moves have been made, and where they think they can get guys later in the draft. What second year player will take the biggest year? I know what you mean. Josiah DeGuara, along with AJ Dillon, although I don't think AJ Dillon will be a surprise, but DeGuara will take a lot of people by surprise, I think. Justin, thanks for the super chat. Great stuff with Emery. Thanks very much. I hope you guys get a chance to check it out. Always love talking ball with Emery from Football Game Plan. Now he works with CBS Sports. He's going to hopefully join us for the first night of the draft again, like he did last year. But then he's going to Cleveland to cover the draft for CBS because he's one of those guys, you know, that knows all the day three guys. And that's what we talked about on our stream or our recording last night. I hope you guys can check it out. He gave a few names at wide receiver, defensive tackle, and cornerback who, let's face it, most draft coverage is all about, like, you hear the same 20, 25 names over and over and over again. And I love talking to Emery because he gets kind of in the weeds with guys that, you know, we probably don't hear a lot of, but are still possibilities for the green and gold. So make sure you check that out. He's a wealth of knowledge. Walter, thanks for the super chat. Are all the coaches on staff LaFleur's guys now? I mean, essentially, yeah. You know, Mike Pettine was obviously the holdover. Some would say it was forced upon LaFleur. He swears he wasn't. But outside of that, yeah, these are guys that he brought in and hired. And, you know, the one kind of holdover still is Ben Sermons, the running backs coach. He was on McCarthy's staff, but he wouldn't be around if LaFleur didn't love him. And you cannot argue with the results he's gotten so far. It hasn't mattered really who's been back there, what skill sets been needed to be utilized. Those backs, they are plug and play under Ben, and they've done a really good job. Mr. Tundra, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. If you were in charge of drafting for the Packers, oh man, you guys be dead, and drafted a punter in round one, would you A, jump off a cliff, or B, be thrown off a cliff? I'd be thrown off a cliff by Corey Banky. Michael, thanks for the super chat. At the moment, would you say it's 1, Tunyon, 2, Big Dog, 3, Sternberger, 4, DeGuara, or maybe DeGuara, then Burger Boy? I don't think it's not Madden, man. People always want to do this, and maybe it's the combination of fantasy and Madden melting people's brains, but we know Tunyon is the lead, right? That's what we'll say. It's like Devontae Adams at wide receiver. Here's your lead guy. After that, it's mixing and matching depending on the opponent, depending on what combination you think is best going to put you in an advantageous place against your opponent week after week. You know, some weeks, Big Dog's going to get a lot of play because, say, they want to go power, they want to use them in line, they want to run the ball a lot. There are going to be other weeks where they spread it out and DeGuara and Sternberger get more play because they like utilizing them in space. It's not a question of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It just isn't. And that's what kills me about the conversation about the Packers offense every offseason, especially since LaFleur took over. It's, yes, are some guys going to get more opportunities than others? No question about it, because someone has to play, right? But outside of Devontae Adams and Robert Tunyon, you know, those are the lead guys at their positions. But other than that, it's about 5 eligibles, getting wide receivers, tight ends, and running backs involved from any place on the field. That is much more important, and how they go about drawing up a game plan rather than this is our number 2 guy, we've got to make sure we get him X number of snaps. That just ain't how it works under LaFleur. Sean, thanks for the super chat. If you could be a Packer for any play in history, who would it be? Mine would be Chester Markle's walk-off TD. What a buzz, literally. Well played. For those of you who don't know what Sean is alluding to, Chester Markle famously did cocaine at halftime of a game and then kicked a game-winning field goal at the end of it. Who would I be? That's a really good question, Sean. For one play. I'd be, oh man, that's a tough one. I'd be Rodgers when he knelt down in the Super Bowl. I don't know, man. One play? I'd be Brett Favre throwing it 90-plus yards to Donald Driver in the NFC Championship game to put him back in the game. I don't know, because it's cold and it's Lambeau and it's awesome. Rodgers looks at home on Jeopardy. He does, man. He killed it. He absolutely knocked it out of the park. Like the video, please. Thanks, Robin. Yeah, hit like. Is it possible the Packers are looking for that guy who covers up other holes rather than filling the holes to fill them? I mean, sure. It all depends on who is available. It's never a question of like, this is the plan and there's no deviating from it. You've got to be able to be nimble and you've got to be able to adjust. Is there a chance that, say, you know, because it's an offensive tackle class that's quote unquote heavy or deep or whatever you want to call it, that, you know, they take a tackle instead of a defensive tackle who's much lower rated, but they obviously need the help there along the defensive line, et cetera. You know, is there like the idea of, okay, let's just get stronger at one position and leave them in the dust on offense because we, you know, we can get by on defense. Maybe Brian's thinking that way. I doubt it. More often than not, it's just about value and adding good players. And people get, the perfect example is a couple years ago when I was kind of not stumping for, but I kept bringing up the possibility the Packers should draft Vita Vea. And everyone was said I was crazy because they already were set at defensive tackle. They had Kenny, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, no, you just gather good players. And that tends to do what you're talking about. You become really strong at a certain position, and that does help paper over some of your cracks, right? Could you imagine Vita Vea and Kenny Clark together? Because I can. Be a dominant front. But that's the thing where fantasy football has really warped people's minds into, well, they've got to have X number of, no, get good players. Get them on the field working together, and you'll have a good football team. Drives me nuts. Packers still need to pay the draft class, practice squad, and maybe elevate two additional players on game day. Brandy, but that's what, in September? You are correct. Well, they have to pay the draft class prior to that. But, you know, elevating players, man, it's April. They'll be okay. And per Tom Silverstein, they are roughly $3 million under the cap and have enough to pay their draft class if they execute all 10 draft picks, which I suspect they won't. But they're fine. Russ Ball's got it. Relax. All is well. All is good. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I missed one. I missed a super chat. I will die. Sorry, guys. I got a tickle in my throat today. What else we got? Uncultured. Thanks for the super chat. Come on, Nags. We know if you had one play in Packers history, you would be Bart Starr on that QB sneak scoring play in the Ice Bowl. Pappies. Maybe. Or I'd be Jerry Kramer. I'd be one or the other. Nags, can you ask Barry what his stance is on the 5-yard cushion in the secondary? First chance I get. Only got one question at his opening presser. Joseph, thanks for the super chat. Finished 11th last night. Big B showed up swinging. Thanks for always bringing us daily updates. Have I annoyed you enough with Samuel Cosmi? You couldn't annoy me, Joseph, if you tried. It's all good. You're welcome. We'll be back at it today at 5. Be there. Craig, I hate fantasy football. I don't even hate fantasy football. I just hate what it's done to, like, fandom, football fandom. And it's completely warped perceptions. And I think it's a ton of fun if it's, that's what it is, if it's fun. But people try to, like, make it into this, I've gleaned so much, you know, information about roster building in the NFL. No, you've learned how to play fantasy football, and some of you do it pretty damn well. But there are so many different kind of avenues and aspects of building a team that fantasy football doesn't even begin to touch, you know? And that's not to denigrate anybody who covers fantasy for a living, because I know some really smart fucking people who do it and are really fucking good at it and are really football smart. The problem is the people who follow those people then go out and open Twitter feeds and call themselves draft scout, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, they watch 2 minutes of film and think they know everything. And it drives me insane. Oh, what else we got here? I'm guessing you probably wouldn't choose the Brandon Bostic in 2014, just to guess. You are correct, Popeye's Beef. We are always good at football. Are we winning a Super Bowl? Well, it's funny. You can't win a Super Bowl unless you're good. So funny how that works, right? It's like Adam Rank, speaking of fantasy football guys and a Bears fan, who was teasing me that because the Packers are dare to look out for their long-term interests, oh, great, so they're going to be good in 2024 with a 10-6 record, which I've said now because of the extra game would be 11-6. And I said, oh, you mean 10-6? Like the last time their regular season record was when they won a Super Bowl? You got to be in the dance. If you can't get in the dance, can't win a Super Bowl. The Packers have a chance every fucking year. as someone who spent 20 years of my life watching a team that had no chance, not only of winning, not winning a Super Bowl, but of even getting into the playoffs, they needed a strike-shortened season to do it. That was my Super Bowl as a child. So people can fan however they want. It's fine. You can say, oh, we're not winning Super Bowls, but they have a chance to win it every single year. And again, if David Bakhtiari doesn't get hurt in some freaking accident in practice, they're probably in the Super Bowl this year. But that's not good enough. People have no ability to critically think and understand how hard it is. The Patriots have completely warped everyone's expectations and realities, which is fine. I understand it, but I am never, ever, ever going to acquiesce to this. Oh, it's a total failure because they're not winning 10 Super Bowls. They're in it every year. I fucking love it. That's just me. That's just something I'm into. Packers have a chance because they found two Hall of Fame quarterbacks. Found them? They just found them lying around? They didn't develop them? They didn't have one sit for 3 years? They didn't trade a first-round pick for a guy who's third string in Atlanta getting drunk every night? You mean the Packers actually had a hand in it? They didn't just find them lying around? It's so dismissive. People are so dismissive about this. The Packers had nothing to do with it. Oh, and by the way, Aaron Rodgers was really bad those first 2 years. And then he grew into becoming demigod Aaron Rodgers. But let's conveniently forget all that. The Packers actually developed him. Oh, and look, they're making sure that there's somebody to turn to if and when it is time to move on from Aaron Rodgers. Let's see what happens when Aaron Rodgers is gone. Oh, hey, yeah, let's do that, shall we? Rather than decrying how they haven't won a billion Super Bowls. Your team is actually good and actually actively looking out for the future. If you hate that and if that drives you nuts, you are more than welcome to be a Bears fan and enjoy Andy Dalton. That's all I'm saying. Do I think the Bucks will run it back? I think they're going to try to, no doubt about it. I think it's going to be fun watching them in the NFC Championship game against the Packers. Raymond, thanks for the super chat. Hey, Nags, do you have any wide receivers you were high on coming in the draft? I know he doesn't fit the mold, but Rondale Moore is a guy I'm super high on. Raymond, not. I'm with you. I'd be surprised if they went for Moore just because he's not really their type. But I, speaking of guys I like, I do have a wide receiver on my top five draft crushes, which will be out later this week. So be on the lookout for that. And true to form, last year I had my top five draft crushes. The Packers didn't touch a one of them. So you can be sure if you want five names of guys the Packers 1,000,000,000% will not draft, make sure you're watching for Aaron Nagler's top five draft crushes, because that will be locked. So did you sleep well finally last night or not? I did sleep well last night finally. The trick was I just stayed up till like midnight. Whereas before I've been falling asleep a little earlier and then waking up in the middle of the night last night, midnight right through to six, about 6:30, got up, good to go. Who is the 29th pick? A good football player. That's what I'm hoping anyway. Michael, thanks for the super chat. Who do the Packers get fired first, Zimmer or Nagy? Woo, that's a good question. That is a good question. I hope it's Zimmer. I hope it's Zimmer, because I think he's a really good coach. Nagy, I think the Packers can beat. No problem. I got no issues there. Did your draft crushes end up good wherever they went? They did, actually. Kenneth Murray was obviously number one, but I had Taylor, the running back who ended up with the Colts, Michael Pittman, who also ended up with the Colts. So the Colts clearly watched my video last year. Watch the first round waiting for the Packers only to trade out. It's always a fear. It was more of a fear under Ted, though. I mean, Brian's traded up all 3 years. He's been in charge, so hopefully we're not waiting around as long as we think we might be. Who knows? You can find out right here on Cheesehead TV. Charlene, thanks for the super chat. You only need two for Pappy Nags. I know, Charlene. Yeah, I'm crossing my fingers. Crossing my fingers. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. Can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day here on Packers Daily, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. So what we do, please hit like on this video, subscribe to the channel, and hey, tonight, the world premiere of Packs What She Said Live right here on the social channels. Make sure you're down for that, 7 p.m. Eastern. It's going to be a lot of fun. Maggie and Perry bringing the knowledge. They know what is up. Let me tell you, you just listen to me ramble about nothing, but these guys, they know their shit, and they're phenomenal, and their podcast is excellent. You should check it out. Packs What She Said, each and every week on She Said TV. Tonight, for the first time, they'll be live on our social channels. They're going to be doing that once a month through the off season, and then they'll start doing it weekly during the season. It's going to be a lot of fun. Make sure you check that out. In the meantime, please hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and tell your friends, tell your families. She Said TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.